This is a report that is giving us feedback on a survey that we ran last year. It's a survey of all countries on what are they doing to address and respond to the burden of NCDs. It's great to see that now nearly all countries have a part of their Ministry of Health that specifically addresses NCDs. They even have staff that work on NCDs. But on the downside, there's not so much funding for NCD activities. So we have good and bad points there.
Could you just perhaps tell us what action countries need to take to reduce the levels of burden caused by these diseases?
There's a number of actions that can be taken. Of course, with most diseases, you have to go to the source and look at the risk factors for NCDs. So the four main risk factors for NCDs being unhealthy diet, insufficient physical activity, harmful use of alcohol, and of course, yes, the most important one is smoking, tobacco use. So actions that countries can take to specifically target these four main risk factors are, of course, actions that we really would like to see them do. One topic that's covered in the report, for example, is looking at taxation. Not only taxation of alcohol and tobacco, which a lot of countries are doing, but of course, especially for tobacco, not to the level that we would really like to see. We are seeing now the beginning of taxation on sugar-sweetened beverages, for example. And a couple of years ago, it was practically unheard of, but now we've got just over 30 countries that are implementing sugar-sweetened beverage taxation. So that's a really positive point, but of course, that's still a small fraction of the countries worldwide.
And tell us about some of these actions that the report recommends. I know you mentioned like 30 countries are now implementing these sort of sugar beverage taxes, but I take it these are mostly developed countries?
Actually, for some of these actions like the taxation, we're seeing that across the board, but it's so low globally. But yes, say there's a bit more activity in the high-income countries, and there's definitely a lag in the low and lower middle-income countries that definitely need a bit more support.
And was there anything in the report that stood out to you in particular?
There are some very positive stories that we saw. For example, cancer registries in the African region, we've seen a huge, huge increase in the past 5 years. And that's really great news, surprising news that so much progress could be made in 5 years. And that really speaks to our colleagues that work in this area that have really pushed to get these cancer registries in place.
May I just ask you, what is a cancer registry?
So a cancer registry could be a national or subnational data repository, so to speak, that keeps track of all incidences of cancer in the country. It can be something that's just based out of a particular hospital, but preferably with something that captures not just hospital-based data, but data that's throughout the entire population.
And is there anything in the data that also makes you disheartened or that makes you think, wow, we really need to see more action on this particular issue?
One particular issue that we had a couple data points on is palliative care. And that's something that, again, huge, huge discrepancies between lower and lower middle income countries versus high income countries, that it's, I wouldn't say virtually non-existent, but close to that in many low-income countries, whereas high-income countries are doing much, much better. And, of course, that's something important that we would like to see there as part of the management of NCDs.